too few to trend, early cash fed cattle sales on Thursday were steady to a touch higher. Cattle futures mostly edged higher. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 23rd of December. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was limited on light demand through Thursday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Although too few to trend, there were some live sales in the Southern Plains at $155 a hundredweight and in the Western Corn Belt at $157. There were also a few dress trades in Nebraska at $249. Last week, live prices were $155 in the Southern Plains and $155 to $157 in Nebraska and the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $248. Choice box beef cutout value was 35 cents higher Thursday afternoon at $265.21 a hundredweight. Select was $5.52 higher at $241.81. Cattle futures mostly maintained the previous session's strong gains. Live cattle futures closed an average of 18 cents higher, except for an average of 36 cents lower in the front two contracts. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 35 cents higher. Corn futures closed mostly a penny lower, while soybean futures closed 10 to 13 cents lower through August of 23, and then mostly 5 to 6 cents lower. I had no weekly Thursday auction trends to share at press time. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. Just go on over to calfnews.net.
With a mission to share stories of the breed's rich history in the beef industry, the 1881 podcast is connecting you with the voices behind the bald face. To share the progress of operations across the country, we'll bring you content for cattlemen and women of all ages looking to learn more about the breed bringing people home. Join us for our latest episode of 1881, powered by the American Hereford Association and part of the Hereford Network.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Thursday, led by tech stocks and amid renewed market bearishness. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 348 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 56 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 233 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed from 80 to 83 cents lower through the front six contracts. Farm and ranch operators paid hired workers an average gross wage of $17.72 an hour during this fall's reference week of October 9th to 15th. That was up 7% from the October reference week in 2021, according to the latest farm labor report from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service. Livestock workers earned $16.52 an hour during the period, which was 7% more, while field workers received an average of $17.04 an hour, up 6%. Farm and ranch operators hired 785,000 workers during the period, which was 2% more than a year earlier. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Thursday night and Friday morning, the 23rd of December. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.